today's gospel, we really hear about the uniqueness of the mission and the figure of who Jesus Christ is when he says, "No one comes to the Father except through me." And Jesus claims to be the way, the truth, and the life. Before which one is really put into a position to say, we either accept the Lord for his word and believe that he is revealing to us the truth and therefore commit ourselves to following him, or one would have to reach the conclusion that Jesus was out of his mind to be making such bold claims. Of course, for us people of faith, we believe that Jesus is the unique mediator between God and men. And that doesn't mean that we are disrespectful toward other religions or that we are intolerant to the views and beliefs of other people, nor does it mean that we can't acknowledge that there are elements of truth and goodness which are present in other religions and in other faiths. But it is to say, if we accept Jesus for his word, then it does specify a very direct path of life that we are following after the Lord Jesus. Today Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. When Jesus says he's the way, what he's really talking about is he is the path that leads to eternal life. His is the path that marks out the way of discipleship to say, if you want to succeed in life and reach your successful goal, Jesus is the unique mediator between us and the Father, and therefore follow him. Strive to live as Jesus did, strive to walk in his footsteps, strive to follow the path of discipleship. This is really what it means to say Jesus is the way, and that is also why Jesus says it is a narrow road and a narrow gate that leads to eternal life. Because Jesus himself and his life is the path which is ultimately leading us to salvation. When Jesus says he is the truth, what he's really talking about there too is that if we want to think rightly about God, if we want to think rightly about who we are in relationship to God, if we want to think rightly about what our purpose and destiny in life, Jesus Christ is the truth who offers us the possibility to know with certitude who we are, what we have been called to, and who we are in relationship with God. And that is an amazing gift that Jesus gives to us regarding his truth, that we can know what our purpose and destiny in life is. And finally, when Jesus says that he is the life, what he's referring to there is the path of following Jesus, the truth of who Jesus is. This ultimately is what is going to bring us happiness and fulfillment in life. This is what we were made for. This is what we were created for. And when we follow that path, when we live that truth, ultimately, we experience the fullness of what life is and what life is intended to be. And to live that ultimately is to follow that path of gift, to give our lives completely to Jesus, to give our lives in service to others, just as Jesus had done for us in his life here 2,000 years ago, and how he continues to strengthen us sacramentally even today through his word as well. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us truly make an act of faith that we believe that Jesus is the unique mediator between us and God, that Jesus is the source of our salvation, and that he truly is the way, the truth, and the life, showing us the path to happiness, showing us the path to eternal salvation. Amen.